County Board of Commissioners meeting, Monday, April 19th, 2010, 4 p.m., Special Board of Corrections meeting.
Call the meeting to order, please. You stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the east wall near the entrance of the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. That's right over here. Okay, call the roll, please.
Buskay.
Here.
Brody's absent. McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Here.
McLarty.
Here. Bill Brody has asked to be excused.
And I'll make a motion to excuse.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Bill Brody from this meeting. Call the roll, please.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Here.
McLarty.
Yes.
Buskay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Moving next item, approval of the minutes of the April 5th meeting.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as printed. Questions, additions, deletions? Call the roll.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes.
Buskay.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. With that, we will recess this meeting and go into the Board of Corrections meeting. So we'll call the Board of Corrections to order. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance of this room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call the roll, please.
Buskay.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes. Again, Bill Brody is asked to be excused.
So moved. Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Commissioner Bill Brody. Call roll.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes.
Buskay.
Yes.
Thank you. Next, to approve the minutes of the previous Board of Corrections meeting.
I'll move that they approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of the previous meeting as printed. Any corrections, deletions, additions? Call roll.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes.
Buskay.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Kern.
Okay, just to review briefly, on the April 5th meeting, I brought a copy of the agreement between the county and the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge number 49. There was a side letter agreement in there that provides for the board agrees to adopt a policy which creates a merit commission for correctional employees consisting of three members, one who would be a member of the Board of Commissioners, one is selected by the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 49, as a correctional officer, and one is appointed by the Board of Commissioners. The policy will incorporate provisions of the Merit Commission rules and regulations, which are appropriate for correctional employees, including but not limited to applications, examinations, promotions, and discipline. To that end, I told the board that by the 9th of the month, I would provide each of you and the union with a copy of the proposed rules and regulations. And that was done. I think all of you got your copy, did you not? What that consists of is exactly what the letter requires us to do, and that is to incorporate the provisions of the Sheriff's Office Merit Commission rules and regulations that apply to correctional officers, or can be made to apply for correctional officers in those areas, and much of what this incorporates is word for word out of that current system. Difference, obviously, and it's a large difference, is that the Sheriff's Office Merit Commission is provided for and governed by the statutes of Nebraska, Chapter 23. This is not. This is simply no more than what the county agrees to do or not to do as part of the labor agreement. But notice in the wording, the county is not required to have the union agree to anything in regard to this. You adopt the policy and you agree to adopt it. They have, however, seen this document. They approve of it. They have no problem with it and sign off on it. So if the Board of Commissioners agrees to this, then we will, the board and the county will have met their obligation under this letter of agreement. And this would go into effect within 10 days of the agreement, the adoption of this. And then we'd be off and running in terms of the Merit Commission, which, as I understand it from previous meetings, would consist of the current membership in terms of the at-large citizen, the board member, which I believe is you, right? And Van Johnson?
Phillips.
Van Phillips. And Dan Rodest. And then we would have to set up, as soon as possible, an oral board, as you do with the Sheriff's Commission, so that we could get the candidates. Our 17 candidates have already taken and passed the written examination and physical agility examination that is utilized by the Sheriff's Merit Commission. So we would simply be using an oral board to finish that process and come up with an eligibility list of individuals that we could hire, because we currently have 4 vacancies in the correctional officer. So I know I spoke with Bill today. There was some questions he had and some typos that he found, and we've corrected those issues. Does anybody have any other questions in regard to the document?
All questions I had were answered, so I have no questions.
If nobody has any questions, then the next item, as far as I see it anyway, is for the board to agree to adopt this as its rules and regulations for this Merit Commission, establish that Merit Commission as it's set out in these papers, and go forward from there to set up a meeting and begin the process of putting that into effect for the purposes of this hiring cycle.
Questions from the board about the process here? Any questions on it? Okay, then we need a motion to approve the policy.
I'll make a motion to adopt the Merit Commission for the correctional officers.
I'll second.
What you mean, the printed document?
The printed document.
Okay. Motion made and seconded to approve the policies for the correctional officers. A discussion from the board? Any discussion or questions from the public? Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Biscay?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It is adopted. With that, being this is a special meeting, then this is adjourned. Next on the agenda was the adjournment. So we have adjourned the Board of Corrections, and we'll move back now to the Board of Commissioners. Next item is a budget hearing. Open to the public with a hearing at 4:10, just right at that. A public hearing is for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggesting their observations of taxpayers relating to amending the budget for Dakota County Road Department by increasing the budget expenditures by $352,500 and decreasing the cash reserve by $100,000 and transfer by claim from general miscellaneous of $252,500 to allow claims submitted in April, May, and June of 2010 to be paid. That is the purpose of the hearing. So we will take testimony. Is anyone in the audience that desires to speak in favor of this? Anyone in favor? All right, we'll move then. Is there anyone in the audience who wants to speak in opposition to this financial transaction? Anyone opposed? Okay, is there anyone that would like to testify in a neutral position? Name for the record, please.
Dennis Reiner, Dakota City, rural. Just one question, maybe two. Of this money that you're allocating for the road fund, where are we at, or have we heard back from FEMA yet? And if so, is that money going to be coming? Do we have any clue on that money?
The answer to that is we have not heard back from FEMA yet. And when that money comes, it will go into the general fund to offset this allocation.
As the public, when would we probably have that answer?
As soon as FEMA gives it to us. You know how fast the federal government works. When they're paying you money, they work a little faster when you're paying them.
I have no clue, though. I just was even had a ballpark number.
Welcome to the club. Okay. We have no idea either, but thanks, Dennis. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in a neutral position? Okay, then I will take this to close the hearing. And now we move to what I have here. I got the wrong piece of paper. Resolution 10C008, right? Okay. Whereas the Office of Road/Bridge Fund 300 will exceed its budget with payment of the submitted April, May, and June 2010 accounts payable and payroll claims, and whereas an emergency exists, and whereas there is a cash reserve in the Bridge/Road Fund of 300 and the Office of Miscellaneous in the General Fund 100 has unappropriated monies left, be it therefore resolved that the Dakota County Board of Commissioners hereby authorize the monies of the Road/Bridge Fund cash reserve and the General Fund to be utilized for the payment of the overexpended budget for the Road/Bridge Fund, and that said budget be increased by $352,500 from the $1,596,810.72 to $1,949,310.72 for the fiscal year 2009-2010. Be it further reserved that the cash reserve of the Road Bridge Fund be raised by $100,000 to for the fiscal year 2009-10. Be it further resolved that the general fund transfer $252,500 by claim to the road fund 300 using unspent miscellaneous monies, reducing said fund by $252,500 from the $1,118,921 to a level of $866,421. And what is your pleasure?
So we need to make a motion, right?
We need to approve the resolution. Either approve it or reject it.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to approve resolution 10C008. Questions from the board? Questions from the public? Okay, so we have a motion and second. Would you call the roll, please?
Biscay?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Okay, thank you. Next, Mr. Kirk.
I would like to ask for authorization to bid the C Avenue Paving Improvements Project. This project is to pave C Avenue from 39th Street through the 48th Street intersection. It includes the bridge approaches to the bridge over the interstate. The roadway, as designed, is 28 feet wide with 4 foot aggregate shoulders on each side. Does include some culvert pipes under some driveways, and it includes the erosion control and seeding after the project's completed. It includes right-of-way fence along a portion of the project. It includes some subgrade stabilization if needed, and I think that is about it. Some earthwork The project will drain, the ditches will drain from south to north, so towards the interstate. And the estimated project cost is $589,600.
$500 what?
$589,600. We would like to advertise these in the Star April 29th and May 6th. The bids would be due May 14th, and we would open those bids at the commissioners' meeting on May 17th.
Okay, what is your pleasure?
So I guess we put it out for bid and see where they come in at.
Sure.
So estimate on your part is the
$589,600.
Yeah.
So. Motion, is that a motion?
That's a motion. Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to advertise for bids on C Avenue. Questions? Public? Call roll.
Bustay?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Dumas?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Okay, thank you very much. Kyle, company? You don't have to sign in, Kyle. Your name's on the agenda, so.
Okay. I'm president of the Dakota County Ag Society and the Dakota Thurston County Fair Board, and I'm just here to ask for the board's approval to apply for a special designated liquor license for the fair this year for the beer garden that we have at the rodeo. We will have it July 23rd, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. 22nd is the Thursday that we're having the parade and free barbecue. 23rd and 4th is for the rodeo, and 25th would be the tractor pull.
Okay, what is your pleasure?
So moved to approve that provision for the liquor license, so a beer garden for the fairgrounds.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the special designated liquor license for the Ag Society. Questions from the board? Any problem with the Sheriff's Department?
No.
Okay. Legal? No problem. Hello?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Questions in the audience? Okay. Call roll, please.
McNair?
I'd like to stay, since I'm on the Fair Board.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bustay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Moving to the next item, Village of Jackson.
I'm Donna Hirsch, the clerk for Jackson. I also have board members Carl Peterson and Dave Sherry here. We are requesting financial support from the commissioners. We're looking to pave Monona Boulevard. I know a few of you were at our meeting in April. I do have the bids here. Monona Boulevard from Highway 20 to the city limits is probably a good 3 blocks long. It is a road that leads out into Dakota County. We do have a lot of heavy equipment traffic on that road, farm equipment, seed trucks. We need to, for the maintenance of the road and for our engineer's request, we need to increase the thickness of that road from a normal six-inch depth to an 8-inch. We're here to ask for financial support from the commissioners to pay the difference in the cost of the cement from 6 to 8. And that difference comes in at roughly $45,276. The board of Jackson is also looking at paving the street beyond the city limits to the drainage ditch. There is, I don't know the exact measurements of it, but there is where the city limits end, then there goes to a drainage ditch where there's a bridge. We feel that it would probably be in our best interest and everyone's best interest to do that. Our engineer has determined the cost of what that paving would cost for that city limits to the drainage ditch area at just about $46,600 to pave that. So we're hoping that for the $45,276, we might be able to get some support, financial support, to increase the thickness of that road. And if you would like to see our estimates that have come in, we have that for you if needed.
So, to increase the thickness of the first part, like the three blocks, is 45,260.
Yes.
And then there's another section too that you also want. No.
That would take you all the way to the drainage ditch. Yes, beyond the city limits, right to the drainage ditch, the bridge.
Okay.
The 46 would be from city limits. If the county were to pave it to the 8 inches that we were looking to do, it would be 46 from the city limits to the drainage ditch. So, the road is currently in dire need of repair, which I know you're all aware of. The road, it runs from anywhere from 18 to 19 and a half feet wide. We would make this, I believe our estimates are to take it to 30 feet, which would have the two 11-foot lanes and an 8-foot parking on each side. We put in curbs, which it does not have now. We put in a storm sewer when we did the running the water out to the ethanol plant, so we have that covered. We feel that we can work within that, so I don't believe we'd have any. We may have one additional storm sewer for that area, but for the most part, we're looking for the support and the additional thickness of the cement that would be required for the equipment that drives on that road.
Okay, questions from the board?
The road department looked into this, Dick. I mean, did you
guys? We was at the meeting mm-hmm. on this deal, but where we're going to get the funding, we got to figure out where we're going to get the money. Let's put it that way.
Have you guys applied for any grants or anything to try to get additional funding?
We work with CIVCO. We're members of that. At this point, they have indicated to us that we are not eligible for any grant funding for that. Our average income within our area, our town, is above that level. We did speak briefly about looking at plotting different areas if the housing or if the income for one house was below a certain number, but we don't know if that would be feasible for us to get any funding for that.
Fred, where are we at on our heart surgery?
Yeah. Way behind.
Way behind?
Yes. We applied for, as you know, grants for North Shore and Attica. We have not heard back from any of those. Our patching and our servicing is, we haven't caught up on that from the winter months, and as you can see by my budget, it wasn't looking too promising. But, I mean, that's where we stand with our art servicing of the county roads.
But your budget is depleted too on hard surface?
Yes.
Okay. Where would we come up with funding?
That's the question. Is there any money in
it? Well, I don't know what's left in inheritance, but we don't dare touch that, I don't imagine.
$400,000 or something like that?
There's 400 and some thousand in the
inheritance,
but we need $46,000 to add the additional 2 inches. So that's where I was wondering where we could come up with to help Jackson out paving that.
If you could put it in next year's budget, the taxpayers.
This going to be in the end. We can put it in the next year budget.
When were you projecting to start your project?
We're hoping that we can start it this calendar year. But we, of course, are trying to make sure we can get all of our ducks in a row.
Sure.
Too. So, if we can get a commitment for the difference for next year, I mean, that we would gladly.
Well, I guess we'll do a budget committee and see what we can do and then make a recommendation.
Okay.
That's probably the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to look at next year's budget
and see where it's at
and see what we can do, because we've been hit pretty hard with the blizzards and the runoff. As you can see, we're already trying to get money into the road fund in order to balance their account, and we're borrowing to do that, so I don't see it in this budget personally, but we should definitely look for it for next year. Give it at least see what we can.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
We should try it.
Right. Unless we could pull it out of inheritance. I know that we like to use that for rainy day fund, but.
Well, we can look at what we get from FEMA.
That's something. That's another thing. On the county's behalf, could we apply for any grants that way to help them out? I know we applied for grants when we did the ethanol plant, and it was grants that were gotten that way.
I think it has to be actually for us to apply for it. It has to be county for the county. We can, the county can apply for a grant that will be in the.
But I think part of this Monona Boulevard is this county road. Right.
The last
so many feet of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the Monona Boulevard, it's paved probably the same distance it is in town, would you say, 3 blocks out beyond the city limits, right before that drainage ditch? So it's probably, for that road that's all paved, it's probably half the town and half the county.
Mm-hmm.
I would estimate that some distance, but yes, it's currently paved on the county side also.
But there's 3 blocks also in the city limits.
That's correct. 3 blocks in the city and probably 3 in the county.
What I'm saying is, for us just to try and get our $45,000, you know, you could maybe apply for a grant. Usually that small one, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Lisa, what Simcoe was coming up with. You know, the reason we got the one for the ethanol plant was because of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones we're applying for, North Shore Attica, is a HUD one. So I don't know where this would fall. You know, since it is residential, but we could check for more.
Let's investigate it a little bit, and then let's get with the budget committee, and we'll bring it into next year's budget and see where we got money from. We can slip loose with the $46,000 or $45,000.
So I just want to make sure I understand. No, this year, but we'll look at a budget. Is it a guarantee next year with the budget, or is it a possibility?
We'll look at it when we study the budget.
Okay.
Which comes up, July, August, mm-hmm. long in there. We start looking at the budget for the next year. It's strange, the budget year starts in July, but we start building our budget. You know that.
Yep, I know all of that.
So we,
unless
we
you
want
to plan for a late start after we get our budget done in July, then we don't.
Okay. Do you need anything more from us for your budget?
No. I would suggest that you get with Mr. Kellogg so that he includes it in his budget request.
Okay.
But if we include that, that's got to be in our 1 and 6.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we need to add that to our 1 and 6. 4
and 10.
4 and 10, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Next, open bids to replace culvert on Luton Avenue. Where are we with that?
Have 2 bids. Ready to open them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it. You got the lid open. Well, I don't know how to read that thing. I just don't know how to vote.
Hand it to the attorney. Okay, this is to replace a tube on Luton Avenue. According to specifications. Oban Construction Inc. Bid it out at $29,752. Expected date of completion is June 15, 2010. That's all there is to that bid.
The county is supplying them.
Yeah. Where we
are.
What are we supplying on?
We are supplying a 12-foot culvert. And the culvert is right at that's 8 feet long, 12-foot diameter, 10-gauge, or 8-gauge, excuse me, that comes in. I did find they had one of a little bit of blem on one end, which isn't going to hurt us a bit. And it's $17,938.46.
Okay.
Just for materials. That's including the connecting band. The contractor will be expected to put the culvert together and lay the pipe. All we are is supplying and delivering and supplying the pipe.
And what about the gravel over the top?
That's part of the...
That's on them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Next bid.
Next bid is from David Chris. Expected date of completion, July 14th, 2010. Bid price is $36,050.
Say it again.
$36,050.
Okay.
That's the only two bids that were submitted.
Quite a difference between one and another.
Okay, what's the desire?
And this means they got to haul the tube away and the concrete and everything, right?
Yes, they are. They have that concrete.
They're going to do all of it.
Yes, okay. They are.
Colley's not going to.
No.
All we're going to do is print the
cement. There's cement head
wall. No other bids come in on it, just other than them two. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to accept the bid from Oban Construction.
Second.
$29,752.
Motion made and seconded to accept the bid from Oban. Questions from the board?
I have this culvert ready to be ordered. That's not a problem. I take it. I can call him in the morning. 30 days.
We put this. Yeah, we've had this project sitting out there. We need it to be completed as soon as possible.
Yeah,
I agree. This project, this culvert will probably be replaced as part of that pigeon, that the dam site, the Pigeon Creek project out there. But this culvert that we are putting in there, it will be used in another spot. So the county will be getting the money back out.
Reclaim the tube after it.
Yes.
Papio gets in there.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Brad.
Any other questions on the board? From the public?
My name is Betty O'Neill. I'm from South Sioux. Question. There was a bid for $49,000, right?
No, there was a bid for $29,752 and one from David Chris of $36,050.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you were saying that Oban's was $49,000.
No. Oh, no, it's
$29,752.
No.
Okay.
$29,752.
No problem.
No, thank you.
Oh,
that's good.
Anyone else? Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Motion approved. Now we'll move to the next item. Carol?
Hello, I'm Carol Larvik with the University of Nebraska Extension. I think most all of you know me. We do have a new board member that would like to join our Extension board, and when we do that, we usually have come and have you approve that. That board member is David Mixdorf. He is in South Sioux City. He is the librarian there. And so I'll let you take care of that business, and while you do that, I have some handouts for you and kind of what we're currently doing in Extension. So you can take one and pass it on down.
Carol, could you spell his last name for me, please?
M-I-X D-O-R-F, I believe. I do have some if anybody in the audience
knows. Didn't do too bad. Just hit it right off. Is there anything else you can tell us about Dave?
He is fairly new to the community. He's been here, I think, about a year, somewhere around in there. He is very interested in agriculture. He's worked with fairs at previous places and 4-H things at previous places. Not in Nebraska, I think it was in Iowa. And he's a hot chicken and rabbit person. So, but he likes horticulture too. And I think he would be a good board member for us.
I met him at meetings that South Sioux City has for the Cardinal Days, and seems to me he's a very open mind guy, you know, very very nice fella. I think he did good to the board, I think so.
Can I hand them out to the rest of them?
Sure.
Is that a motion to appoint?
I'll second Tony's motion.
No, I didn't make a motion. I didn't make a motion then.
Yeah,
you already made it, Tony.
My question was, I just wanted to let you know
that I know personally that guy myself, and I, matter of fact, we've been emailed back and forth about this Cardinal Day, so I make a motion that.
Okay. Motion made and seconded to.
Sorry about that, Bill.
Point.
Wake me up.
Question? Questions? Call roll.
Busquet?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. We're just having too much fun today.
Yeah.
Next?
If you have any questions on what I handed out, please let me know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Carol.
Thanks, Carol.
Moving to the next item, payroll. I have reviewed payroll, and there's no problem.
I'll make a motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the payroll claims. Call roll.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Yes.
Approve accounts payable claims. Have reviewed them and didn't find any problem.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to pay the claims. Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Officials report, do we have any?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the officials report.
So moved. I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the officials report. Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Okay, and table item? Any table item?
No.
Okay. Commissioner reports?
We met with the LEC, and they are moving on the addition to the LEC building, and things are going along fine.
Okay. Any others? Committee reports? I guess that's what we had. I would point out that we have some correspondence in your packet, a letter for you to read and review. It's just informational. The other thing is that Terry will be attending the jail standards meeting, and I'll be there on Friday to request additional space in our jail. I think we covered that in the last meeting. Anything else? Okay. With that, then, we'll open the floor to the public. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to address the board on anything that was not on the agenda? Seeing nobody then. Next item is the jail tour, which will be the old jail. How many of you are able to attend?
Got to be in Omaha at 7 o'clock tonight, so I'm going to...
Yeah.
I gather that's a no.
A no.
I can go.
Yeah.
Okay. So we will recess this meeting and meet in the old jail and conduct that tour. And then we will adjourn up there. No further action will be taken. Okay? Thank you all for coming. Appreciate your time.
County board members McLarty, Busquet, and McNear toured the old jail. There were 18 prisoners in the south side of the old jail. At 5:02, Commissioner McNear moved, seconded by Commissioner Busquet, to adjourn. That was unanimously between the three.